ضجا ولا تبتعد من خروف الزمان ولا تشتكي من طعون البشر حلميك فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني طيب السماء
حلميك فوق النجوم وكن طامحا تجني
طيب السماء بشعرك غرت تجد راحة كما غرد الطير فوق الشجر ولا تكتئب إن بدا عائق فعقب الغمام نزول المطار توكل على الله في كل حين تجد عونه ثابتا قد ظهر بتقوى الإله تحوز الضباب
وحل الهموم وحل الهموم وحل الضجاج ولا تبتئس من صروف الزمان ولا تشتكي من طعون البشر
وحلق بحلمك فوق النجوم
minutes after 9 South African time. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful evening here in Johannesburg. And of course, we welcome all of our beloved, wonderful listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, if you have any questions, you know what number to send the questions on is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. And I want all of the listeners this evening to listen attentively to our beloved, renowned, well-known, subhanallah, our beloved senior Ustad Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, Zahmat Barakatum from Ladysmith. I want all the listeners to tune in and listen attentively, because our topic this evening is that, how do we strengthen our ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's a very, very, very beautiful, and it has a lot of meaning to it. How do you and I, how do we strengthen our ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The month of Ramadan was right here at our doorstep. We spent the 30 days, it's gone, it left us. Now we are in the month of Shawwal. Isn't it, my beloved, wonderful listeners? I know there are one or two listeners, they say that, Maulana, we still have our ugly habits, our ugly qualities. I know there was a question that came in this morning where the brother still has his old habits. No, I'm sorry about it. Not this morning, it was yesterday. Where the brother says, gee, Maulana Mufti Sab, I admit it, I'm still smoking weed, I'm still smoking Zol, but I don't know how to get out of it. So the question is, how do we strengthen our ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ustad, it's a beautiful evening, it's a beautiful night. Welcome to the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you, Maulana, and to all our esteemed listeners throughout the world, South Africa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us on this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah.
Ameen.
Allah accept our du'as. And O Allah, whoever has raised their hands in supplication to you, taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim.
Ameen.
O Allah, don't return anyone empty-handed. O Allah, we have no other door to go to. We have no one else to ask you. Rabbul Alameen. تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ربنا لا تؤاخذنا نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد رحمة الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد فضل الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد خلق الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد علم الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بعدد كرم الله. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله. صلوا عليه وآله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected brothers, sisters in Islam, dosto azizo fakiro. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of deen. And when wallahi idha arada Allah ta'ala bi'abdin khayra, when Allah Rabbul Alameen wants His mercy, His fazl, His grace to come upon you, Allah wants to bless you with it. Yufaqqihu fid-deen. Allah gives you the understanding of deen. And that is what we are lacking today, brother. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. We don't practice what we preach. Lima taquluna. Why do you say things? Lima taquluna ma la ta'alun. Practice what we preach.
Haq.
It's very well said. Life and time are world's two teachers. Life and time. Allah Pak wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa wa ma hadhihi al hayatu dunya illa lahu wa la'ib. When it came to time, wal asri innal insan, innal insan lafi khusr. Life and time are world's two teachers. How? Life teaches us to make good use of time. while time teaches us the value of life. Allah Pak has given you and me a short space of time. We are here for a short period of time. And inshallah, if we spend our time in the obedience of Allah and upholding the sunnah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will bless us. Allah will shower us with forgiveness, rahat and sukoon. And tonight we're going to talk about how to connect with Allah. And the best way to connect with Allah is through dua. Ad-du'a wa miftahu ar-rahma. Dua is a key to Allah's mercy. We all are facing difficulties, hardship. Every day there's turmoil in our lives. Somebody is crying, somebody is sick, somebody is in debt, somebody, Allahu Akbar. When you are faced with any type of calamity, one of the solutions that people should reply to the words of the azan. You want Allah, because when azan is being called out, those to Azizo and friends, it's the time of ijaba. Okay, whatever dua you are going to make at the time when azan is being called out and you're repeating the words of the azan, what the muazzin is saying, you are repeating. How many of us are neglecting the azan? Let's be honest, Maulana, when azan starts, do we really stop all activities and listen attentively to the azan? It's your Malik and your Khalik that is calling us, inviting us. Come to me, my banda. So, when you are faced with any type of calamity, and the ummah, then people should reply to the words of the azan. What's the benefit? Allah will grant you ease and remove all hardship. We keep asking, what wazifa must we read? What must we do? Subhanallah. Yeah, is it directly from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam? Beautiful ahadith. That reply to the words of the muazzin. Allah Rabbul Alameen will grant you protection, and Allah will remove all your hardship. Allah will grant you ease. So let's all of us say, inshallah, from now onwards, whenever we listen to the azan, whether you are cooking, whether you are cleaning, whether you are doing any other activity, put a dead stop for the pleasure of Allah. And see, even if you're reading Quran, stop and reply to the words of azan. Allah Rabbul Alameen. See, you want to connect with Allah. As I'm saying, dua wa miftahu ar-rahma. Dua is the key to Allah's mercy. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. Allah Pak is saying, ask me, udu'uni astajib lakum. Banda, ask me, beg of me, and I'll give it to you. But Mulana, we are showing disrespect to the azan. I'm sorry to say this, but this is the reality. When azan is being called out, we don't respond to the azan. And look at the sawab that Allah is giving to you. We're looking elsewhere. See? We're seeking help elsewhere. When Allah has given it to you on a golden platter. As somebody said, you know, attract what you expect. Reflect what you desire.
Haq.
Become what you respect. And mirror what you admire. The shan of a mu'min first. You want to connect with Allah. Then first, connect with insan. How? A Muslim is the one who avoids harming Muslims with his tongue or his hand. Allahu Akbar. Before you want to connect to Allah, make peace with yourself and your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. What a beautiful hadith. A Muslim is the one
mm.
who avoids harming Muslims with his tongue. Maulana, we can't even say a good word about our Muslim brother. If you can't help him, make dua for him.
Mm.
Don't speak ill about him. And Rasulullah said, a muhajir is the one who gives up what Allah has forbidden. Allah has forbidden ghibat, slander,
haq,
animosity, hatred, ghibat, cheating, stealing. Allah has forbidden it. Allah will give you the title of muhajir, the one who leaves his home for the pleasure of Allah. But such a beautiful word. A muhajir is the one who gives up all that Allah has forbidden. So respected brothers, let's connect with Allah. As there's a beautiful saying, O Allah, sweet is your memory. It's nice. Write this few words down, Maulana.
Mm-hmm.
O Allah, sweet is your memory. You see, every morning you are up at 3 o'clock.
You said.
MashaAllah. You see the birds, they're up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
3 o'clock in the morning, they're chirping. They're making Allah zikr. Hey, insan, ibrat hasil karo. Wake up, hey, musalmano, jago. We are fast asleep. But look at Allah's makhluk. Wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi. Walakin la tafqahun. Every creation of Allah is making zikr. We may not understand the words of zikr, but they are remembering their malik. You see the birds early in the morning, Mulana, they're chirping. They're not making noise. Wallah ki zikr mein mashghool hai. O Allah, sweet is your memory. The first word that comes out in times of difficulty and in happiness is Allah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Mulana, you know what's going to be the most beautiful kalam in Jannat, Mulana? Most important zikr that you and I are going to make. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar.
And when all of us are going to be in Jannat, what dua we are going to make? Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon Wasalamun Alal Mursaleen Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That's a dua you and I are going to make in Jannat. Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And on our tongue will be constant, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Oh my Allah, sweet is your memory. Dear is your name, most loved name, Allah. And deep in my heart, you will always remain. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, sweet is your name, sweet is your memory, dear is your name. And deep in my heart, you will always remain.
Subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uzkurullah. Allah ko yaad karo. Take Allah's name. Hatta yuqal innahu majnoon. Just keep taking Allah's name. And reach that stage of marifat. People who say, look at this man. He's pagal ho gaya. There's nothing else that's coming out of his mouth but Allah. You see, Layla and Majnu, Munara. Majnu was ashik on Layla. He loved her. Everything was Layla. Anything he saw, they asked him, ye kya hai? Ye Layla hai. This is my Layla. So the king of that zamana said, you know this incident of Layla and Majnu, who is this Layla? That this Majnu, everything for him is Layla. Let me see who she is. Maybe she is a beauty queen.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's very beautiful. So they brought her and came. She was an Abyssinian.
Mm-hmm.
Dark in complexion, not very good features. So the king asked Majnu, "Ye tumari ashik, is this the lady that you are falling in love with? What beauty she has got." Look at the answer. You see, when you love Allah, everything else means nothing to you in this world. So he said to the king, Padshah Salamat, said, "You don't know what true love is. You are saying she's not beautiful, she's dark in complexion, she's not gorgeous. Pash, I wish you saw her with my eyes, not with your eyes."
Subhanallah.
So when you get the love for Allah in your heart, Mawlana, nothing matters to you. You become in the ishq and love for Allah. Pagal ho jaate. That's why Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Uzkurullah, Allah ko yaad karo." Hatta yuqal. To such an extent that people say that you are insane. Nagars kisi se nawasta. I got no matlab from anybody. I don't want anything from. I don't want favors. I don't want anything. Nagars kisi se nawasta. Mujhe kaam apni hi kaam se. I got a job to do. What is it? Teri zikr se. Oh Allah, I just want to make your zikr. Teri fikr se. Allah, I just want to ponder about your bounties. Teri yaad se. Allah, my concern is to remember you. Or teri naam se. Allah, I just love your name. Allah. Ji. Bahir ki masjid banana aasan hai. As I said, Mawlana, connect with Allah. Hum bari bari baatein karte hain, you know, we talk big, big stories here. What is tasawwuf, you know? What is spirituality? Logo ko Allah ka naam batao. Just teach people to take Allah's name with respect. Bahir ki masjid banana aasan hai. Mawlana, you can build a masjid externally easy. Yad Allama Iqbal said, "Masjid to bana di shabbar mein. Tiba ki hararat walo ne." You know, there was a dispute between Muslims and Hindus. The viceroy of that time, the British, he divided and ruled. So they said, okay, they passed the judgment that tomorrow morning, on this site, whatever building will be on it will be regarded. If the Hindus built a temple, it's going to be a temple. And if the Muslims built a masjid, it's a masjid. That was the announcement and the judgment from the judge. And alhamdulillah, Allah has given the Muslims this jazba and josh. So overnight, the Muslims built the masjid. Next morning, subhanallah, by Fajr time, the masjid was up. So Allama Iqbal is saying that, mashallah, we have this enthusiasm in us. We have this jazba to do good work. But have we changed our ways from within us? Man apna prana papi hai. I'm still the same gunahgar. I'm still the same person who's disobedient to Allah. Barso se namazi banna saka. I built a masjid. I contributed to the masjid. But I'm not a musalli in the masjid. I don't come for my 5 daily namaz. No. Make dua ki Allah give us tawfiq. You see, when a banda raises his hands to Allah, when the words of dua reaches the heavens, you are sitting on your musalla at tahajjud time, Mawlana, and you are crying to Allah, "Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي." Whatever dua you making, look at this beautiful hadith. Okay, when the words of dua reaches the heavens, the angels are surprised. And they talk amongst themselves that this voice sounds very familiar. This is the same voice we should hear before. And what's that? The action? They open the doors, and the voice and dua of that person is presented to Allah. And Allah accepts these duas. Dosto azizo, dua karte raho. As I always say, dua kijiye, dua lijiye, dua dijiye. What a beautiful hadith. That when the words of dua reaches the heavens, the angels are surprised. This voice is very familiar.
Allahu Akbar.
This is the same voice we should hear before. The angels open the doors. That dua and that voice with which you're making dua is presented to Allah Rabbul Alameen.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah accepts the dua. Allahu Akbar. To bahir ki masjid banana asan hai. To build a masjid, it's very easy. Lekin is dil ko masjid banana mushkil hai. This heart, you see, where Allah resides. Allah Ta'ala is in our heart. Allah Ta'ala is there. To is dil ko masjid bana do. See, bahir ki masjid aap bana sakte. You can build hundreds of masjid. See, we got thousands of masjid being built. I don't sometimes see the logic. Manana, if the masjid were overflowing and bursting its seams, see, then we could say it's necessary to have a masjid, an extra masjid. But it's so sad. Go at Fajr time and look at the musalli count. It'll break your heart. But may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Because remember, this masjid is going to talk for you on the day of Qiyamah.
Haq.
The walls of the masjid will talk. That is why for the men folk, when you go to the masjid, Mulana, when you finish with your Fard Salah, scatter. When read your sunnats, the nafil, your witr, in different places in the masjid. What's the reason for that? What's the hikmat? For Mike, on the day of Qiyamah, that piece of ground where you made sajda will give testification for your success in front of Allah. So, respected brothers, as I said, how do we connect to Allah?
Ustad, you were speaking about the dua, the voice of that person will reach, I think, to the throne of Allah. The listener says here, I've been making dua for the past 2.5 years, but for some reason my dua is just not being accepted. I think my Allah is ignoring me. So how do I strengthen my ties to Allah? How? I have given up hope. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. You see, this is Shaitan's dhoka, Molana. He doesn't want you to make dua. I tried once, I tried twice, it's not working out. Chordo. As when Wali of Allah was making tawaf of the Kaaba with his entire muqtadis and his disciples, tawaf upon tawaf, tawaf upon tawaf. And a voice comes and says, all your tawaf is not accepted. The great Wali of Allah continued. So the murid said, Hadrat, why are you striving more? When it's told to you that your tawaf is not accepted, your du'as are not accepted, why are you carrying on? Look at the answer he gave. Allah ki dar ko chhod kar, kiski dar par jao? Whose house can I go? Besides Allah, there is no hope but in Allah.
Allah.
I can't go to anybody else.
Subhanallah.
Apni du'a mein jalbazi mat karo. Don't be in a haste in your dua. And he's saying nothing has happened. It's Shaitan is whispering wrong things in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the other things that Allah gave you.
Haq?
Sochne ki baat hai, Mulana. Allah has given you health. Allah has given you health. Allah has given you children. Allah has given you so many things. It just came like that. Three ways Allah Ta'ala accepts your du'as, Mulana Sahib. Number one, Allah Pak says to the parishtas, jo kuch mera banda mang raha hai, de do usko. But if my servant is asking, give it to him immediately. Usko khush kar do. Make him happy. Give it to him now. Instantly. And many times it happens, you just make dua at Fajr time, by the evening Allah has granted you what you wanted. Subhanallah. The one way of Allah accepting. Second way how Allah accepts your duas. If some azab and musibat is coming your way for your destruction because of our gunas, and Allah turns that azab away and you are saved, that's the second way how Allah Ta'ala accepts your dua. And thirdly, Allah Pak says, nay, khair jao, hold on. You see this banda of mine, I just love how he cries. Uska rona dhona mujhe bahut pasand. Allah Pak, I love my banda when he's crying and sobbing. It's such a beautiful scene sometimes. Sometimes sit in front of the mirror, inshallah, and cry to Allah. If you can't cry, make as if you cry.
Indeed.
Even that spaza crying, Allah loves that too. During the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, there was one Bani Israel, he was a clown, was entertaining people. But what he used to do, he used to imitate Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam in the dressing. He dressed like Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, with a turban, with a jubba. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam said, Bari Ta'ala is called tabah karto. Look at what he is doing. Allah destroy him. Look at what he is doing, the fitna that he's causing. Allah Pak said, oh Musa, how can I destroy him? He's imitating a Nabi of Allah.
Allah
is committing guna, that side is an entertainer. But he is imitating a Nabi of Allah. How can I destroy him? So this is why Rasulullah said, cry, if you can't cry, make as if you are crying. Spaza crying, that we say, simple words. So Allah Pak says to the farishtas, hold on, this banda of mine, I just love him. This bandi of mine, I just love her. That's a cry. Uska rona dhona mujhe bahut pasand. I like to see those tears rolling. I like to see his hands stretched. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, maaf kar do. Allahu Akbar. So don't lose hope in Allah, respected brothers. And don't make dua with a heart that is careless and not focused. Aur dua mein jalbazi mat karo, don't give up. Mangte raho, katra katra se darya banta hai. Marana. You see, as the tap is leaking drop by drop, that water is falling on that concrete, on that stone. Marana, eventually, it will make a hole in there. Eventually Allah will give it to you. And then sometime Allah Pak says to the farishtas, this banda of mine is so special. I'm not going to give him anything that he asked me in this world. I'm going to give him everything of the best in the akhirah. So whatever request you made in this dunya, Rabbul Alameen will give it to you in the akhirah. And you will say, Allahu Akbar, Rabbul Alameen, I wish not a single dua of mine was accepted in the world. So brother, don't get upset. Don't lose hope in Allah. Just go at it. Tumhara kaam mangna hai. Your job is to keep asking. Bar bar mango Allah se. Dene wala Allah ki zaat hai. Al-mu'ti hu Allah. Dene wala Allah ki zaat hai. Tumhara kaam o banda, o servant, you keep asking Bari Ta'ala. Mangte raho. Bar bar. Keep crying. Rote raho. And eventually Allah will give it to you. The respected brothers, may Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of deen. You see, when you shed tears of remorse, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said that when you shed tears of remorse, then Allah's mercy rains on you. Allahu Akbar. See, Maulana, sometimes we are nashukar, we are ungrateful. Someone asked Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali. You see, Maulana, this Balagal Ula bi Kamalihi, Kashafat Duja bi Jamalihi, Hasunat Jami'u Khisalihi, Sallu Alayhi wa Alihi. This is Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali wrote this praise in the praise of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till today, till the day of Qiyamah. People will keep, inshallah, reading this beautiful nasheed, Balagal Ula bi Kamalihi. Full praise for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali was a very, very, mashaAllah, wise, full of hikmah and a hakim. A lady came to him and was crying that I have this baby, I'm breastfeeding, this baby is almost 2 years up now. Gee, after 2 years, what am I going to do? So Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali comforted her and said to her, Jis Allah ne, when the child is like 2 years old, the whole set of teeth is basically all out. Alhamdulillah, full set of teeth. So before that, Allah Ta'ala, look at Allah's hikmat. See, when the baby is born, there's no teeth. Because it suck and suckle the mother's breast. And obviously, if there's teeth, it can cause injury and pain. Allah Ta'ala's nizam and Allah Ta'ala's wisdom is so great. So Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali, when that lady came and complained and said, what am I going to do after 2 years? Now I won't be able to breastfeed this child. Mekiyakul, what must I do? So Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ali said, Jis Allah ne is bachche ko daat diya hai, that Allah who has given this child a set of teeth, usko gosht bhi khilayega. Allah will also feed him food and meat. Aap fikar mat karo. And on the same note, Maulana, I want to tell you something for these young people, the young generation. And maybe it's a lesson for us to learn. You see, every hair that comes and turns white, whether you're a woman or a man, see, it's a sign of mercy from Allah. Allah Pak says, Mujhe sharam aati hai. I feel embarrassed not to accept a dua of a person whose hair has turned white. But we are more worried now. Maulana, I'm 70 years old, I'm putting black dye, haram for men. Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after Isha, would appoint one of the Sahaba to speak on Maut, Nasihat to the Sahaba Maut. So after Isha, every day, there was a little bayan on Maut. After some time, Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala stopped the bayan. So they asked him, but why did you stop it? He said, there's no need for this bayan now, because Allah Pak has automatically given me a sign. Maut ki tayyari mein, my beard now is turning white. What a beautiful hadith of the Prophet, that when your hair turns white, whether you're a male or a female, see, Allah Rabbul Alameen says, I will never reject your dua. Allahu Akbar. But no, we want to go with fashion and style. So some nasihat for the young people, Maulana.
I see a revert sister, Ustad, says that listening to the show this evening, very, very inspiration. She says, I was close to Allah, very close to Allah, until I ended up getting divorced twice. My first marriage didn't work out. Second marriage didn't work out. So now I feel, let me just go with the flow. I'm a lost soul at the moment. A revert sister, Ustad.
I'm saying, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't give up hope. If that's what's happening to you, there's something is lacking inside. And that something is the quality of taqwa. You know, fear and hope is part of iman. That sister, inshallah, should get in touch with an alima, inshallah, as he sit and discuss. There are lots of things that we are doing that is not right. Sometimes we make the wrong choices, Maulana, in our marriages. We make the wrong choice. Sometimes we go against our parents. Sometimes we elope. Sometimes we're just not interested in nobody's advice. I just love this person. There's no such thing as, you know, love at first sight. Ajib, I don't know if our listeners believe in this love at first sight. Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. Love, true love comes after nikah.
Voilà.
True love comes after nikah. This is shaitan's dhoka. See? Before marriage, mashallah, I'm in love with you. Subhanallah. I don't know what words they use. Ajib words they use for love. See? Allah Ta'ala, give us tawfiq that we can understand the beautiful deen. So coming back to the system, Murana, Allahu Akbar. It's not that Allah Ta'ala, she's losing hope in Allah Ta'ala. Don't go with the flow. Don't let shaitan deceive you. That's what shaitan wants. He wants you to lead you to the path of zina or immorality. Shaitan wants to lead you. No. Don't give up hope, sister, inshallah. You have two powerful weapons. You've got dua and you've got your musalla. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see what Allah will give to you. Maulana, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam loved Allah so much that Allah gave him the title of Khalilullah. This is my Khalil. Hazrat Musa Kalimullah. Hazrat Isa Ruhullah. And Muhammadur Rasulullah Habibullah. Subhanallah. The Farishta said, Bari Ta'ala, Ya Ibrahim and Ya Khalil, look at him. How he remembers you. Allah Pak said, you want to test his love. So Allah Pak sent one angel. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is grazing a flock of sheep. Allah Pak sent this angel in the form of insan. Go next to my Khalil and just say these beautiful words. Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut.
Subhanallah.
Subhana dhil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal qudrati wal kibriya wal jabarut. Subhanallah. Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut. Subhana dhil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal qudrati wal kibriya wal jabarut. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he heard this beautiful praise of Allah, he became emotional and restless. Father Ibrahim alayhi salam said to that person, oh brother, please repeat those praises again. So the person says, Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut. Subhana dhil izzati wal azmati wal haybati wal qudrati wal kibriyai wal jabarut.
Allahu Akbar.
Ibrahim alayhi salam gets more into an emotional state. He says, please repeat those praises again. He said, what you'll give me? Brother Ibrahim alayhi salam said, you can take half my flock. Please, just once more, say it for me. See, like, Murana, you see when people start singing Qawwali songs, see? And you see them film songs, Dubara Irshad, they say. Dubara Irshad. Please, say it again. Dubara, Dubara. Bar bar kaho. So, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the ishq of Allah, he said to that person, Ek martaba aur keh dijiye. Say it one more time. So, the person says it again, Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut ila akhirihi. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam becomes even more emotional now. He says, say it one more time. He said, what you'll give me now? He said, okay, you can take the balance of the sheep and inshallah ladhi, but ek martaba aur keh dijiye. And you just please repeat once again.
Allahu Akbar.
So the person again says, Subhana dhil mulki wal malakut ila akhirihi. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam gets more josh now. Say, Dubara kaho, please. One more time, take Allah's name. He said, what you give me now? Because you gave me all the whole flock now. You got nothing. He says, you see, you'll need a shepherd to look after those sheep. I'm prepared to become the sheep. Ek martaba aur Allah ka naam le lo. Take Allah's name again. Allahu Akbar. Finally, the angels congratulated Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and said that I'm an angel sent by Allah to prove your love for Allah. Go and take his name. Go and take my name and see my Khalilullah's reaction. You want connection with Allah? Allah ka naam lete raho. Pagal ban jao. Keep taking Allah's name. Whether you are sick, whether you're happy in the car. Keep. Subhanallah. Sing it. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu. See? So the person was actually a farishta. And the farishta is saying to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to prove your love for Allah. Jao mera naam lo. Go and just take my name. Subhana zil mulki wal malakut ila akhiri. And see the reaction of my Khalil. See how he's going to respond. Jao mera naam lo aur dekho. Mera naam ka kya daam lagate hai. See what price he's paying for my name. Subhanallah, Mawlana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, Mawlana. For everything there is a sign. And the sign of Allah's love is that he gives hidayat to his servant to worship him. This is a sign that Allah loves you. You just want to read namaz, nafil namaz. You just want to read Quran. You just want to make zikrullah. For everything there's a sign. And the sign of Allah's love is that he gives hidayat to his servant to worship him. So how fortunate we are. So let me come back to what Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali said. He said, eating and eating the bounties of Allah. My teeth has broken, has filed. But my tongue, there is no appreciation. Is it not happening, Mawlana? We have been eating from the time we can eat. So it's like 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, we can't eat. And now our teeth, there's no more teeth left, Mawlana. It's all gone. It's all filed away. But sadly, from our tongue, there is no appreciation. So we really thank Allah for the bounties that He's given us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So I'm coming back to Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Alayh, and as I said, this white hair that Allah has given you and me, Mawlana, is a sign of mercy from Allah. Ab qabr ki tayyari karo. So somebody said it so nicely about marriage, Mawlana. Marry early. So that you have to put hina on your hand and not on your hair. Marry early. Even today, Mawlana, people are putting in when they're old now, like it's like a dye. See, now you've gone old, your hair is white, it's grey. See, as they say, pepper and salt. Ajib, Mawlana. What did people give? Marry early. Jaldi shaadi karo. Why? So that you could put, this is for the ladies, so you could put your hina on your hand. Because that's what a young bride does, Mawlana. It enhances her beauty. She whole night she's sitting like that, subhanallah. See, so that pattern mustn't be smudged. All night she's sitting, subhanallah. Right? Make zikr of Allah. So there's a beautiful saying here. Marry early so that you put hina on your hand, not on your head. And all age you want to look young. And everything is now finished. That's why Rasulullah said, it's a sign of mercy when Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq to marry when you are young. A big ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So finally, Mawlana, I think we've got 5 minutes left. I'll quickly give you some nasiha.
Ji, Ustaz.
As you said, there's so much of violence taking place. The gender violence in Islam is haram. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the warning to all of us. How ajeeb it is that one of you should hit his wife as a slave. He as you hit your slave in the olden days, slavery. So Rasulullah is saying, how ajeeb it is, how strange it is that one of you should hit his wife as a slave is hit and then sleep with her at the end of the day. What karam, what haya have you got in you? You beat her like an animal during the day and you want to share the bed with her at night. What feeling will she have? Her whole body is broken in pieces. She's in pain. Emotionally, she's disturbed. Physically, there's injury to the body. See? And now you want to share the bed with her? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah said, how ajeeb it is that one of you should hit his wife like how you hit a slave and then sleep with her at the end of the day. It's so sad that this is happening in the Muslim community. Treat your wife with kindness. Women are weak and they cannot protect their own rights. So, oh husbands, Allah appointed you the trustee of those rights. You brought your wife home under the law of Allah. You promised Allah. You made a vow to Allah on the day of your nikah. As the Mulana Sahib says, you know, with the permission of the bride representative and the presence of the two witnesses and the entire Muslim congregation, I wed you to so-and-so, with your mother being so-and-so. Do you accept her in your nikah? What the bridegroom says, do you kabil to? We make him say, nakah tuha wa kabil tuha. Don't we do that, Mulana? So you brought her to your home under Allah the law. So treat your wife with kindness. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith, treated all his wives equally and with utmost respect. We say we are Ashiqi Rasul, we love Rasulullah, but look at our domestic life. Look at our lives with our families. Just reading some reports globally, it's estimated that 736 million women are abused every year. And who are the abusers, Marana? The current husband or the former husband. Who's doing the abuse? Not outsiders. It's the husband. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam never hit a servant and nor did he hit a woman.
Allahu Akbar.
What did Rasulullah say to you and me? Give her food when you take food. Clothe her when you clothe yourself. Do not hit her on her face. And do not beat her. Allah. If you want, inshallah, a blissful marriage, be kind and generous to your wife. This is tips for the husbands. Be kind and generous. Number two, acknowledge her efforts. She tries to make your humble home beautiful. It is her palace. See, every effort that she makes to beautify your home with simple things, she acknowledge it. Say a word of praise to her. MashaAllah. Give her an incentive. Give her a hug. Help her with the daily chores. SubhanAllah, Rasulullah did it. So he said, below our dignity as men to help our wives. Number four, pray with her and pray for her. Wana suno. Listen nicely. Pray with her. Read namaz together with her. And pray for her. Whichever husband and wife do not make dua for each other, Allah doesn't accept their namaz. Their duas are not accepted. So make dua for each other. Don't curse each other. Don't sway each other. Surprise her with gifts. Allahu Akbar. Spend quality time with her. Engage in sweet talks and gestures. Play. Have some pillow fight. Koi baat nahi. No problem. Sometimes subdue yourself. It's okay. She wants to push you around a little bit. You get a tight step sometimes. Zarbul Habibi Zabibun. I'll give you a tight cloud. You're going to punch my nose and make my nose bleed. But Alhamdulillah, when your beloved wife gives you a little smack or a little punch, Zarbul Habibi Zabibun, you see, the hitting of your wife is sweetness. Don't get angry and hit her back. Ji kabhi khelte raho. Az Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, ji, at home, be friendly with your wife. Khelo unki saath. Bahar mard bano. Act like a man. But at home, you act like a child. Khelo unki saath. Bachcho se bhi khelo. Unki saath bhi khelo. And finally, listen to her attentively. When your wife speaks to you, listen. Mana, don't take it from, put it from one ear and take it out. Give her your full attention and listen. Maybe what she's saying is making a lot of sense. And finally, treat her with mercy and make her feel secure. So, yes, Mana, Allah Ta'ala protect us. And the last thing, Allah Ta'ala remove this ego and arrogance from us. All of us. What a beautiful example, Malana. One drop of lemon juice will curdle 1,000 liters of milk.
Subhanallah.
Likewise, the ego of man destroys good relationships. One drop of lemon juice, you put it into thousands of liters of milk, it will curdle it and turn it sour. Likewise, the ego in man destroys good relationships.
Ameen.
So may Allah Ta'ala grant us tawadu, and tawada'a lillahi rafa'ahu. Allahumma aghfir ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
آمين.
سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين 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 10 minutes after 10 South African time. I see all the listeners to want today's podcast. I see London, I see Australia, mashallah. So I will be sending the podcast out, inshallah. But well, I have to love and leave you on this beautiful night, beautiful evening. Inshallah, tomorrow myself and my beloved Fadilatul Ustaz Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim, we will be back with the listeners again, inshallah, at about 10 o'clock to 10:30, what our nikah announcements, inshallah. Ustaz, have a beautiful sleep, inshallah.
Jumma, may go out and driving to Durban in the morning. Allah, we've got Jumma at Ashlanga Masjid.
Ameen.
Make dua, Allah accept. Make our supper asan.
Ameen. Fi amanillah, Ustaz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, 8 minutes after 10 South African time, let me love you and leave on this beautiful night. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. Allahumma ahdina wahdibina wahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وقلل الهموم وقلل الغموم وقلل الضجا ولا تبتئس من صروف الزمان ولا تشتكي من